It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. Now, we've had almost a half an hour of phenology already from children around the area. And if you are inclined to that and you have children, or if you are a child and would like to volunteer some of your observations, we are always open to hearing your voices. Around my house, lots of things going on, lots of birds coming back, hummingbirds, orioles, oven birds, veeries, there may have been a Swainson's thrush, hermit thrushes for sure, few pine siskins still moving through the area headed north, the purple finches are singing and feeding, robins are nesting, the eagle. I went out and I looked into the bald eagle nest yesterday with a pair of binoculars, hoping that she might show me her children. And sure enough, she has two young. She may have a third, but I could see two clearly. And she was feeding them. She had gotten some food from her husband, if that's how things work with eagles. She was ripping up something and stuffing it into happy little gray faces. So I'm pretty excited. Not the father, but certainly maybe the godfather or the great grandfather or something. I get pretty excited when I see that the eagles are doing really well. Of the trees, you know, so last week on the 9th, which was, I think we spoke on the 8th, and I had mentioned that the red maples were, the male flowers were starting to fall, and the buds on the red maples just started to break last week, so you could just see the new leaves coming out. Well, now, today, yesterday, when I looked at the red maples, the leaves are out. You can see the petioles. That means that the whole leaf has come out of the bud, and that now it is just going to continue to grow and expand. The other thing that I noticed about the maples is that the female maples have set their seeds already, and they're quite prominent. If you look at them with binoculars, you can see the seeds very clearly on the red maples. So the maples in a week's time went from just flowers to seeds and leaves coming out. And during this past week, speaking of maples, box elders are probably past their peak of bloom. The sugar maples are in flower right now. Now, if you haven't discerned which are sugar and which are red, this is the time of year to do it, because it's really easy right now. The sugar maples, first of all, the red maples are, as we have said, red. The leaves are red. The flowers are red. The seeds are even red right now. So there's lots of red on red maples. The silver maples, or the sugar maples, get this straight. The sugar maples are, I can't really call it yellow. I guess chartreuse. It's sort of a mixture of yellow and green. But they are singular in their colors. And if you're driving down the road this morning and you see these trees that are sort of almost the same color as the safety vests that bicyclists and highway workers wear, that bright green, that yellowish green, that's sugar maple. And at my father-in-law's, I had a chance to give him a close look, and the male flowers are dangling way down on these long threads. And then up above them, right near the bud itself, are the female flowers. And they're pretty spectacular to look at, not only for their color, but for their structure. And they're really quite interesting. And unlike the red maples that flower first and then put out leaves, when the bud breaks on the sugar maple, you've got flower and you've got leaf coming out almost at the same time. While I was looking at the sugar maples, I started looking at the ground underneath, and that made me see the Leatherwood, which is down past its prime. It's probably almost done flowering for the year. And that is about a week behind. I also noticed yesterday that the Juneberry, I saw a Juneberry in flower yesterday, way up by Marcel in the experimental forest. There was one in bloom, and it's about 4 days late for Juneberries to be blooming. It's about 9 days late for Juneberries to be leafing out in terms of those notes. And Juneberries are interesting in that they are they're synchronous when they bloom, so the entire plant blooms at once, and every flower on that plant is going to be in bloom within a matter of half a day. But when they go to fruit, they fruit asynchronously, so that when they start fruiting, the first fruits that ripen are going to have lots of seeds in them. And then as the season progresses and the last fruits begin to ripen, those fruits, those last ones on the plant, will have fewer seeds. And what sort of environmental and ecological patterns have created that time sequence, I really don't know. The other thing that I noticed in the undergrowth besides the leatherwood is the fly honeysuckle. And if you're driving around today, especially if you're driving in the woods or if you're driving on gravel roads or in the backcountry, look into the forest, look at the understory. Most of what you see is going to be hazelbrush. Down about 2 to maybe 4 feet would be a tall one. Down below the hazelbrush, you're going to see these plants that appear to be completely leafed out. And in fact, they are pretty much all the way leafed out. And those are fly honeysuckle. And they're the native honeysuckle. And they're easy to see right now because their leaves are more developed than just about anything else out there. And if you're driving along, as I said, on a gravel road in the countryside, and you see these plants that are short, 2, 3, 4 feet high, and covered in pretty strong, well-developed green leaves, if you stop and go inspect them, you'll find that they have these twin yellow flowers that are pretty easy to see. Turning back to birds for a minute, the first female red-winged blackbird showed up this past week. Thanks, Jim Betts. He called me and said, the females are back. And sure enough, I looked out at my own feeder, and there was a female red-winged blackbird out there. Rose-breasted grosbeaks came back. They were only a day off of their off of their average. The leatherleaf, if you get out in the bogs, leatherleaf is beginning to bloom, and that's about 5 days behind last year's or the average date for leatherleaf. Tussock cottongrass is in flower right now, but not yet in seed. And if you go out in the bogs, you're going to see these little sort of bottle brush yellowish looking flowers on these tussock cottongrass, and shortly that stuff will turn into the white cottony flower or seed stage that you will associate with cottongrass. Mountain maples are leafing out, pin cherries are leafing out, Juneberries have leaf buds breaking. As I mentioned, the red maples have gone from dropping their male flowers to completely being ready to bud out. In terms of the leatherwood, the phenology for 2018, first flowers 12 days late, leaf bud burst 11 days late, leaf stem visible 8 days late. So you can see we're still on some things, we're still dragging a little bit. First flowers on the sugar maple 2 days late. I saw the first large-leafed aster leaves coming up. And along with them, the Canada Mayflower leaves are coming up. Canada Columbine is coming up. lots of plants are emerging. I mentioned the oven birds heard calling. Horse chestnuts are breaking bud. Eastern cottonwoods have started dropping their flowers. Pussy toes are coming out. Eastern kingbirds are back. Smooth rose budding out. Just a ton of things happening. The nanny berry, you can see the flowers forming on the nanny berry. And from there, you can keep an eye on just about all the other plants that are growing in that same area. But I wanted to highlight a couple of things. One, downy rattlesnake plantain, if you pull back the pine needles that are covering the plants, you will see the most incredible leaves. And if you look at KAXE, KBXE's Facebook page, Season Watch, you'll see that they are, in fact, quite spectacular. I posted some pictures there, including a pair of pictures of the sterile and fertile stems of the field or forest equisetum. These are horsetails. They grow about 12 to 15 inches high. Your first impression when you see the sterile stem is that what's this little tree that's growing in my yard? Now, there are several horsetails out there. There's field horsetail, there's meadow horsetail, and there's forest horsetail. Those are the most common ones. And they're all coming up right now. The fertile stems look a little bit pale, almost like my skin tones. And the sterile ones are green. And the problem with the field and meadow is that the difference is the way the branches grow off of the stem. And in one case, they grow up at an angle. And in the other case, they grow flat. But they're only out about a quarter of an inch right now. So it's kind of hard to tell which one is which. But the forest equisetum, the one that I have the picture of, if you look, you'll see that the branches coming off of the stem have branches. So the branches are subdivided into smaller branches. And that makes that particular equisetum easy to identify. Forest equisetum has branches on the branches. The others, no. So check those out. And let's see, I had that. And I had a picture of the trailing arbutus, which is in full bloom if you have taken the time to protect it from the deer, because if the deer find it, they're going to eat it. White and blue violets are in bloom. The blueberries are putting out flowers. Yarrow is just coming up. Trembling aspens are distinctive right now. It's easy to tell the female trembling aspens right now because they have catkins on them. They have their flowers on them, and they're pretty obvious. So if you're out wandering around, check those out. The birches are just starting to break leaf bud, and their flowers are really quite distended and pretty easy to see. And oh, talking about the red maple flowers, the male flowers falling off of the red maple trees are getting hung up in the hazel brush underneath. And as I was walking around in the woods the other day, I kept thinking, oh, look, there's a hazel brush still in bloom. And then I got to looking and I go, no, that's just a maple flower caught in the branches of the hazel. The hazel are starting to put out their leaves right now and are well past their flowering stage. You might find one or two flowers just kind of hanging on at the end, but they're pretty well done. Ferns are coming up all over the place. I was looking at, I had a picture of the ostrich fern on the Season Watch page, and that's the one you want to look for to eat. If you're looking for the fiddlehead that's edible, look for a bronze-colored coat, a sheath that forms on some of the fiddleheads as they grow up. It's bronze-colored. There's no hair on the ostrich fern. The color is dark green. And there should be a fertile stem nearby, which is going to resemble an ostrich feather. And so those are the ones. The other thing about ostrich fern that is it makes it easily identified is that it grows in a clump, and the stem, the part you're going to break off to eat, is shaped in a big, deep U shape, just like celery. So if you have the bronze and dark green, and U-shaped, and a clump, you're probably looking at an ostrich fern, and they're very, very tasty. And I would highly recommend that you get out and give them a try if you haven't done so. They're very, very edible. Interrupted fern is up. You won't mistake that for the ostrich fern because it's covered in white hairs, and it's pale green, not deep green. So pretty easy to differentiate those two. Wood nettle is up, another good edible as a potherb. The mountain ash, the wild mountain ash, are breaking bud. So are the burr and red oaks. Both of those are breaking bud. And in this next week, I would expect to be able to see those flowers developing. So, gosh, it's just everything is happening out there. And I hope that you will get out and take in some of it and maybe send us a picture or a note and let us know what's happening in your neighborhood. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again next week.